This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. And that music is Randy Newman's song, We Belong Together, which he wrote for Toy Story 3, which serves as a perfect introduction to my next guest, Susan Lynn, who's the co-founder and director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, which this week came out with their list of the worst toys of 2013. Susan, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, I'm happy to be with you.
It's nice to talk to you. When you put this together, is this something that you and your colleagues assembled, or did people get to vote on this?
Well, first, what happens is all through the year, people actually send us suggestions for the worst toy of the year, because we've been doing this for several years now. And we get together and nominate five, and then people vote. And we just announced the winner this week.
Okay.
It was a horrible or fantastic year for terrible toys.
I would think that with all of these people sending you things as their own personal nominations, there must be a lot of head shaking going on in your office. Like, can you believe this?
Yes, we shake our heads at least, 20 or 30 times a day.
All right, so let's not even do a countdown here. Let's start with what was the winner for worst toy of 2013?
Well, the winner was the iPoddy by CTA Digital.
Wait a minute. We have the iPod, we have the iPhone, we have the iPad, and now we have the iPoddy?
Yes, the iPoddy. It is a potty seat for toilet training toddlers that comes with a place to put an iPad.
Because two-year-olds need an iPad to play with while they're learning how to use a toilet?
Yes, because the media and marketing industries want to insinuate screens in every aspect of children's lives, even their bodily functions.
So my daughter is way, way, way past the potty phase.
So she's toilet trained is what you're trying to say.
Yes, and by the way, we did it with no screens.
Yeah, really? And haven't people, since the beginning of history?
What is the idea supposed to be here, that you put the iPad on this little...
There's a little holder for it.
Okay, and the kid sits there and show them videos while they're...
Or whatever you want to show them.
How much does it cost?
The iPoddy costs $34.99, and it doubles as an activity, like an activity center for children, which, if you know anything about child development, is so confusing for these little minds.
What does that mean?
It's completely ridiculous. Well, you can, if you're not using it as a potty, you can sit on it and, use the iPad without...
Of course. I was confused at first. I thought this was something that I hooked up to my toilet at home. No, this is a standalone.
Yeah. Yes. Would it have been better if it had hooked up to your
toilet? No. I was just trying to picture what this thing was. And so when you said it was also an activity center, I thought, no, it's not. It's a toilet.
Right. Yeah. It's a potty.
Oh, okay. By the way, the iPad not included for the $39.
No, absolutely not.
What were some of the other ones that were considered this year?
Well, the runner-up was the VIP upgrade membership offered by the Real Tooth Fairies. The Real Tooth Fairies is a company that is owned by former toy industry executives whose sole mission is to brand the Tooth Fairy. So what they want to do is replace this childhood icon that has been in children's imaginations for, generations. They want to replace it with a group of highly sexualized Tooth Fairies. So this is who the Tooth Fairy is, and in order to meet the Real Tooth Fairy, you have to sign up for this. Well, the website, it's initially free, but then the VIP upgrade, you get so much more.
What do you get for VIP upgrade?
Well, you get more fashions for your Tooth Fairies, and you get to go further in games. I mean, that kind of thing is kind of old hat for websites these days. But what the Tooth Fairy does, your child can write to the Tooth Fairy, and then the Tooth Fairy will answer her.
I'm looking at a picture of this that you have on your website.
Yeah, they look like a cross between the Bratz dolls and Elvis fans.
No, what they look like is a bunch of women going out at age 23 years old in Las Vegas to party all night long.
Well, that's who the Tooth Fairy is. Did you know? I mean, come on.
This is what the Tooth Fairy does in her downtime.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't understand that. Oh, I see.
Yeah, and what we don't mention in this or is that it, you know, this part, this is for girls. So they're gender branding the Tooth Fairy, and so for the boys, they're proposing these weaponized tooth elves.
Of course they are.
Of course. Yes.
Now, here's the thing that I love about this. It's not bad enough that they're already doing the real Tooth Fairies and sexualizing this. Then they're also offering a VIP upgrade, which is really going to get you ready for Las Vegas for when you go out drinking.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. All right, so that was number two on your list. What was number three?
Well, another one that got a lot of votes was the Play-Doh Create ABC's app.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Hell, Play-Doh, one of the classic American toys. How could it be among the worst of the year?
I know. It was heartbreaking for us. But what Play-Doh has done is taken all of the messiness and gushiness and squishiness and creativity out of Play-Doh and created an app that where basically there are these little cans of Play-Doh and these letters pop up and you get to trace, you know, you get to trace the letters with colors of Play-Doh. And then they have this create part where you're allegedly supposed to be able to make images. But if you ever put a part of the image in what Play-Doh thinks is the wrong place, it immediately scoots over to the right place. I mean,
kids, don't be creative now. And by the way, don't get messy. Are you telling me this is an app that kids use on a screen and there's no actual Play-Doh involved?
No, there's no actual anything three-dimensional involved.
So this is the perfect app to put on the iPad for the kid on the iPod.
Yes. I mean, you can see this. You know, I hadn't noticed it, but there is a theme because, you know, for girls, you could have on the iPod the, you know, real Tooth Fairies.
Yes. And make them some extra clothing with your Play-Doh app.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Tell me about something else on the list.
You have to do it the right way. I mean, you can't do it your way. You have to do it Play-Doh's way.
Yeah. Within the lines, kids. Color within the lines.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. What else was on your list?
Okay. So this is, could not be actually used on an iPad, but it's the Monopoly Empire by Hasbro. So Hasbro has taken Monopoly and instead of Boardwalk and Park Place, every space on the board, and this is a quote, every space on the board is an iconic brand. So, for instance, Boardwalk and Park Place are now Coca-Cola and Samsung. And you build towers out of billboards.
Now, I know that Monopoly for years has done special brands. You know, there's a Beatles one, there's a Harry Potter one.
There's a Coca-Cola one.
But there are also certain ones for certain parts of the country. You can buy a Boston Monopoly, a Philadelphia one, a San Francisco one, a St. Louis one. They've customized these for all these towns, mostly selling them, I think, in airports to parents who forgot to get something for their kid on the way home and felt guilty. And so they're picking this up. Oh, I got you something from St. Louis or wherever. But this is not any of those. This is a suck up to the S&P 500, essentially.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
All right.
I've only got 30 seconds, and I want to get to one more on your list. Can you tell me one more?
So the last one is the Imagitex Mega Aptosaurus by Fisher-Price.
I'm sorry, the what?
Imaginex Mega Aptosaurus by Fisher-Price for $39.99. It's the only toy dinosaur complete with armor and two firing cannons on its back. Because Tyrannosaurus Rex wasn't dangerous enough.
Right.
You know, so we need firepower.
Yeah. Well, maybe the other dinosaurs needed to fight back against T-Rex, and they're the ones who needed the firepower. You
maybe
see, it's really an educational thing, Susan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, my goodness. Susan Lin is co-founder and director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, online at commercialfreechildhood.org. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
It was really fun.
Those are really bad toys, the worst of the year, according to her organization. I'm Paul Harris. This is the best of the year right here. We call it America Weekend.